This show contains four-letter words and adult situations. But what did you expect? It's called Now That I'm Older.
If you had friends in the mafia, this wouldn't have been a problem.
I don't think I wanted to kill this guy. I don't think that was necessary.
I really hope there was a lot more drama involved with it.
This is my life, folks. Every time something happens, he's like, couldn't you have fucked that up more so we could have had an episode out of it?
He immediately took to Facebook, because that's exactly what you do as soon as you're in a car accident, is take to Facebook and tell everybody how terrible the car accident was.
Dude, if you're going to have a car wreck, you might as well cash in on some sympathy.
So,
pro tip for all you single fellas.
Sorry about my shit intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Now That I'm Older with Shane Smith and Ken Baldwin.
A.K.A. KB Paper Stacks, A.K.A. Baldwin Escobar, A.K.A. Danger Zone, A.K.A. Vanilla Thriller, and A.K.A. MC Killer B.
No one calls you any of that. So ever since I was a little kid, I've always had a lot of responsibilities. Not shit that somebody's come to me and talked to me about, and things that people have sat down and consulted with me on and said, hey, do you want to be a part of this? It was just things that were expected of me to do because I existed on the planet Earth. Now, when I was a little kid, it was pretty simple shit, like get up on time, make sure you always take a bath, make sure you eat your vegetables. And then it grew into stuff like make sure to make the bus on time, pay attention in school. That grew into make sure you get your homework turned in, make sure you get good grades so you can get into a good college. Then I had to get a job, and then I had to make sure to show up to the job on time. Then I had to get an apartment. I had to make sure to pay rent on time. And every single one of these decisions was adding more and more responsibility. It was something else that had been put on top of me. And I thought I was doing really well in the responsibility department up until around the age of 25, when my wife comes to me and says, let's buy a house. Now for me, I've lived in tons of rental houses, tons of apartments, tons of trailers, and there was most of the time a landlord there. If there was a problem with the plumbing, call the landlord. If there was a problem with the lighting in the house, call the landlord. Problem with the roof leak, you get the idea. There was somebody there to be the backstop. But as soon as we bought a house, I realized there was no more backstop. If the plumbing backed up and there was shit in the toilet, that was on me. If something happened with the electrical, that was on me. If something happened to the carpet, all of that shit fell to me. So with our first house, we had a ton of problems. It was an older house that we really, really needed to get renovated, and we were just too young and too poor to do anything with it. So we had tons of fucking problems with this house on a regular basis. And then about 3 years ago, my wife comes to me and says, let's move further into the city. Let's move into, you know, someplace that's going to be a little bit newer and we're not going to have as many problems with. So we find this newly renovated house right in the middle of the area we want to be. And we say, this is going to be great. No more problems with plumbing. No more problems with the roof. This is going to be awesome. This house is brand new renovated. It's a little bit older house, but it's been renovated. We're going to be fine. Now, we've had a couple of issues here and there with the house since we've been in it. But this past Monday, my wife calls me actually sends me a text message and says, hey, there's a lot of water in the basement. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, did a pipe burst or something like that? And then she sends me a couple of pictures of these holes in the back of the concrete in this back room in my basement where she's built a gym. And she shows me where this water has gone across the floor. And she's doing, you know, her investigation to try and figure out where it's at. And at first, it's kind of like, well, you know, there's a little bit of water in the basement. Then there's the message with the holes in the wall. And she's like, there's a lot of fucking water in the basement. The water had gone from one end of my basement all the way to the other side. And when you first stepped into my man pit area, which leads into her gym, the water was all the way up to the leather on my shoe, like your shoes were splashing in the water. So my wife is doing everything she can to get the water up off the floor, getting all the standing water up off the concrete floor and trying to get it out of there. But there's nothing we can do right now. She immediately calls our contractor and is like, hey, is there any way you can get over here? He's like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll be out there later on the week, but I'm out of town right now. I'm not going to be able to do anything until later on in this week. So we think, cool, she's gotten most of the water up off the floor. She's got a box fan blowing on the wet floor, and hopefully this will do something until the contractor can get out here. And then Tuesday night, everything's fine. Everything's just fine. There's no terribleness going on. My wife has actually gone to her dad to get a box or to get one of those big drying fans and put it on the floor. And it's still not drying the floor as fast as we want it to. We're trying to avoid mold in the carpet and all that shit. So we know we're going to have to do some more work on it. But we're like, the contractor will be out here. You know, maybe he'll have more drying fans and shit like that. We'll do what we can. So Wednesday morning, this morning, I wake up at about 6 a.m. getting ready to go to work. And I hear my wife's voice as soon as my alarm turns off going, we need to make sure that we go ahead and get some stuff done around the house. I think you need to stay home today. I'm immediately like, what the fuck are you talking about? The night before, we had talked about the fact that there were going to be some more storms coming in on Wednesday, and I had completely forgotten about it. I had mentioned to her that there was going to be some heavy rain, and she said, yeah, it looks like there's going to be severe thunderstorms. Holy shit, it looks like they're calling for possible tornadoes. And we hadn't thought anything about it because my wife had gotten most of the water up off the floor downstairs. We had a drying fan on it. We thought things were going to be pretty good. We didn't even remember the fact that there were two holes that were letting water in on the outside of the house. And my wife tells me this morning, she goes, our gutters are full of leaves. We know that we're going to get water from that and it's going to back up on the roof. We could have a possible roof leak if we do that. We have that water coming in the basement. We've got to get something on that. And we need to go ahead and get all that water up off the floor with a wet vac or some towels or something. I don't think you can go to work today. We really need to get this shit done. And I'm sitting there going, holy shit, I had so much shit to do at work today. But my mind starts racing, thinking she's absolutely right. We're going to have shitloads of water in the basement. I've got to get this shit done. So I begrudgingly get up out of bed and I say, let's go ahead and do it. So at 6:15, I'm up. By 6:45, I'm on the roof. And in the rain, I am pulling leaves and debris and sticks out of my gutters to make sure that the water is going to run just like it should in the gutters. And by the middle of this job, it is pouring down fucking rain outside, where by the time I'm done, I'm soaked from head to toe from being on the roof. Then I have to get down off the roof and come into the house and go into the basement with towels to get all the water up off the floor. We had put some silicone into the holes, and we were trying to do everything we could to make sure that if any more water got in, we had went ahead and cleaned up as much as possible. We had to make sure that the water was running perfectly fine through our backyard into my neighbor's yard by cleaning out the little grate at the end of it, because we have so much water come through our backyard, it kind of runs down into a hill. It just creates this little trough. And the whole time I'm cleaning up leaves, the whole time I'm messing with the trough in the backyard, the whole time I'm doing all this, I kept thinking to myself, life was so much fucking simpler when I had an apartment and I could just call a guy for this. Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Now That I'm Older, a show about how getting older sucks but can be awesome at the exact same time. You can find us online, go to nowthatimolder.com. We're also on Facebook as well as Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the show anywhere you find us online because that helps us out a lot. And you can find us on Twitter and Gmail, but it's at NTIOPod. And we're also on Twitter with the hashtag PodernFamily. It's a family of podcasters who come together to cross-promote each other, spread the word about podcasts, and basically create a family out of absolutely nothing. If you go to Twitter and check out the hashtag PodernFamily, you'll find our show as well as Deezus Take the Real, The Friend You Need Pod, and The Imperfect Podcast. And this week on episode 112, The Great Car Wreck Adventure, we're going to talk about Kenny's harrowing tale of his car wreck he had last week and all the drama that went along with it. So check it out. We'll be right back.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
So here we are today. This is a very special episode of Now That I'm Older.
Yeah.
Kenny is currently in traction. There's a machine breathing for him.
That's why you can hear him breathing so loud.
This past week, Kenny was in a terrible car accident. His car actually exploded with him in it while flipping three or four times.
It was just like the end of Casino.
In the middle of an intersection.
With Robert De Niro.
Right.
His car blew
and
up.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Joe Pesci tried to blow him up in the car.
And
kind of a bitch move, actually.
Kenny immediately took to Facebook, because that's exactly what you do as soon as you're in a car accident, is take to Facebook and tell everybody how terrible the car accident was.
Dude, if you're going to have a car wreck, you might as well cash in on some sympathy.
So,
pro tip for all you single fellas.
Kenny seems to live his life. Let me just say that it seems like everything that happens to you, like, I wouldn't be surprised if you're not out there going, all right, I'm going to drink a lot of energy drinks, so I have to go to the hospital so I can get some pictures of me in the hospital so I can get some sympathy sex.
Why would I do that when I can just take a shot of adrenaline?
I mean, do you have shots of adrenaline on you?
Yeah.
Why would we be drinking coffee if you had shots of adrenaline on you?
I'm not wasting any of my goddamn adrenaline on the show.
Wait a minute. You're not wasting any adrenaline on Now That I'm Older.
No, neither naturally or synthetically.
All right. Well, stop laughing so hard. You're gonna probably rip some of the tubes out of your arms.
It was a horrible accident. And the reason I got on Facebook, by the way, is you have a lot of time from the time of initial impact to the police get there, because you are not a priority.
Oh, no. No, anytime you're in a car accident, unless somebody is legitimately hurt, let me go ahead and do an aside here. Kenny is perfectly fucking fine. He took to Facebook, was pouring out all this, I was just in a car accident, it's a terrible way to start a Thursday.
Friday. It was a Friday, guys.
Okay.
And like all these people are like, oh my God, are you okay? And he's like, thank you for your concern. Yes. It's fine.
My hair's fine. Actually, that was how I responded, was that my hair is still perfect. So it's, everything's fine.
The biggest trouble is that I spilled a little bit of my coffee. I mean, that was pretty much the only thing that happened.
My back is all out of whack again, but that, you know, I could have opened a door and done the same thing. So
apparently you could have picked up a knife while cutting a cake and done the exact same thing you had in a car accident.
Slip disc or random like that. It could be bending over the wrong way does stuff.
But let's just put it this way. If your car is on fire in the middle of 285 on an afternoon in the middle of 5 o'clock traffic, cops seem to come out of nowhere. Like they're climbing the wall to get to you.
It's on fire. It's got the definite, it's like mankind's original emergency, Shane. That's a horrible explanation. But yeah, what he's getting at is from the time that we had impact to the time the cops got there, me and this dude are now friends. We've hung out for an hour with nothing to fucking do except talk about how shitty our mornings just got.
They're playing games with each other online now, basically.
He offered to give me some tattoo work.
So Kenny apparently, I don't know, you said you were drunk while you were going to work, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. No, so in case people don't watch the news, Atlanta had a catastrophe this week.
Oh, yeah, I was actually going to bring this up.
We'll get too deep into it, but basically one of our main two interstates is completely now out of commission, and we won't be able to use it for 6 months.
An entire overpass on one of the main arteries through Atlanta collapsed.
Yeah, right in the middle of the city. Collapsed. So basically that entire highway for the metro area is useless now. There's no point in even getting on that road. So there's a lot of people on the other road. So I decided to go to work an hour early on Friday.
Well, that's where you fucked up, obviously. Wouldn't have ended up in an accident. That's if you'd gone pro on tip. Time.
Don't be responsible, dumbass.
So, good job, dumbass.
But plus, it was Friday. We already start early on Friday. So I'm leaving the house at like 5:45 a.m.
First off, no human or animal should be awake that early, period.
Dude, I wake up that early almost every day. I just don't leave the house that early.
That is fucking retarded.
Well, some of us have to be at work at a reasonable time and don't work banker hours.
Some of us don't get off at fucking 2 either. But anyway, continue with your story.
It's worth getting off at 2, by the way, kids. Pro tip number 3. This one's full of useful
Stop
things.
Saying fucking pro tip and just get your story.
Yep.
Come on, Bo.
Oh, you did not. Trying to move the show along. You just fucked up right there. Now I got to fucking rant about that. Anyway, so where was I?
I don't know. I got so lost in your story. You were up at 5:45.
Oh, I was up at 5:45. That's where I was. Perfect. I was up at 5:45. It's still dark as fuck in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Dew's all over my car and shit. And plus, my dumbass cousin just moved back.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, yes. And I told him when he moved back. And keep in mind, he's moving back because he had to. It's not like he wanted to and he asked us.
Well, the kid's name is Soul Patch, so that's fine.
You know, he whatever he did, he wore out his welcome wherever he was.
So I can only imagine.
But he's not obnoxious at all or anything. he's a millennial. That's all y'all need to know.
Exactly. Anyway, keep it moving.
So he moved back and I told him, don't park in the driveway on weeknights. Because you don't get up until like 10 o'clock. Like, we have a very complicated parking situation in our very small driveway with 5 people having cars.
There's 14 people that live here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we have, well, that's if you count the slaves.
There's a basketball team that lives here. They're
But they're not an NBA team. They play on that league that the Globetrotters are in.
They're semi-pro. They're one of those teams that the Globetrotters play that are just there to lose.
Here's an actual fact about the Globetrotters. They're all Globetrotters. The guys they play against are the same guys every night too. They're and they rotate sometimes. It's one big company.
Okay.
The other teams are completely fictional.
So it's not a real.
No, the Globetrotters aren't like a. It's exhibition basketball.
My whole childhood was a fucking lie then, because apparently I was under the impression that they were playing terrible basketball players and making them look stupid.
That's what they're doing. It's a show.
But I thought they were real basketball players, not like other.
They are real basketball players because you couldn't do the moves they do if you couldn't do the basketball moves.
But anyway.
But in any game, if you try to roll the ball behind your head to make a move, you're gonna. If that happened in any kind of real league, you would lose the ball at that point. That's just retarded. But it looks really cool to the fans. So
you left your house at 5:45. It's the middle of the night. Your cousin is an asshole. He's parked in the driveway.
So he parked,
is there an end to this story?
Jesus Christ! Of you, of all people, talking about stories dragging on. So anyway, it's 5:45. I go out there.
Sleepy-eyed Kenny.
He's parked in the driveway.
In his boxer shorts.
So I have my uncle parked behind me. And usually he's parked behind me. That's where he's supposed to park.
So you're playing parking Tetris, basically.
Yeah, but usually I parallel park between my uncle and my grandmother.
And they leave it. They know to leave enough room where you can get
your
car.
Right. They know that we all have an assigned spot. Like, I park far enough behind my grandmother to where she needs to leave, she can back out and get out. But when my cousin decided to park in the front of the driveway in the very number one spot, it forced his mother to park behind him. All these people live upstairs. I live in a condo downstairs. And by the way, I need a plumber. Any listeners out there know any good plumbers? I have I need some gas lines and some water lines ran. Thank you very much. Back to the story.
Any handymen are out there in the Atlanta area that want to help Kenny out?
I am not a handyman at all.
So you're playing parking Tetris.
So
the Russian
music is playing. I'm already trying to get out of here early. I'm leaving at 5:45. I'm obviously trying to get a jump on things. I'm not looking for obstacles slowing me down. So I'm pissy, and I have to get up. Luckily, my uncle gets up pretty early, so he was already up, and he just let me out. But I was pissed, so I was in a bad mood. And the wreck happened like less than a mile from here.
They say that all accidents, or like 65% of accidents, happen within.
I think it's because you're not quite into it yet.
Well, you're either that, or you're on your way home, and you're fucking relaxed, and you're like, dude, it's Friday.
What happened was, I got to a red light. There's not a lot of traffic at 5:45. There's light traffic because everybody else knows the city is about to be fucked anyway.
Right.
So us suburban people have to leave real early to get in before the rest of the people get there. Because, you know, people live there have an advantage.
Right, the people who live around where you work.
Right. I don't live anywhere near. I live like 25 miles from my job.
Move. That's always the answer to if you live too far away from your job. So you're driving out. You're pissed off. You got loud music playing.
I don't think I turned my music on yet because I use Spotify in the car.
I figure it's probably the Beastie Boys, like Fight for Your Right to Party.
It's on the playlist. I have a wake-up playlist, and it's got that, like We Are the Champion, a couple of Cypress Hill songs.
Okay.
Rap, rock superstar.
I can only imagine you jamming out in your car.
Well, I'm a superstar, so it's about my life. I can relate. So
you pull out viciously in front of someone.
No, I stop at the light, and I look both ways. There's a car in the lane I'm going toward in the turn lane coming onto my road. It's a red light where my road dead ends into a larger road.
Okay.
It's a corner road in Lost Mountain for you who knows where we live. Literally right outside my neighborhood.
Right, so right down the road from here.
Yep. So I look back, and I see nothing, and I start pulling out. Next thing I know, bam. I don't know if I just looked so far down the road that my peripheral just didn't pick up this guy who had gotten on the road since the last time I had turned my head left. But I had no idea this guy was there until it was too late.
So you took a right.
I stopped and looked and turned right on red because I didn't see any traffic.
There was a car there. Have you since made an appointment to get your eyes checked? Because if you looked both fucking ways, how did you just hit somebody right in the middle of the lane?
I didn't hit him in the middle of the lane. As a matter of fact, the reason that my car wasn't that messed up is the guy almost was able to avoid me. But, that's why I mentioned this earlier, the car in the left turn lane going the opposite direction from him prevented him from having enough room.
I hate that shit when something happens and you don't have enough room to make a decision. So you like hit this guy.
I was going and I was creeping because I thought it was clear. I didn't think I had an opening.
So you're going like 65 or?
Dude, I was stopped. If I could do that, that would be sweet. But the laws of physics would dictate that that's stupid. I was probably going like 5 miles an hour. As soon as I made contact with him, I was able to stop my car. And his car is not any worse than mine.
I just want to go ahead and say right now that when I saw the message on Facebook that you'd been in an accident, I really hoped there was a lot more drama involved with it.
This is my life, folks. Every time something happens, he's like, couldn't you have fucked that up more so we could have had an episode out of it? This is what happens when you agree to be on a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare for a vulture to follow you around, hoping bad shit happens to you that you can talk about.
I'm like a stringer for the news. Like, I'm just following around.
Every time something happens to our friends, he's like, do you think? No. No. Like, you're still in mourning, you son of a bitch.
I've never wanted to do anything about somebody in mourning, okay? I've never done that at all. You're the one who launched into the pizza party discussion for Jamie when
he died.
I'm
not mourning at all, so. I wasn't mourning anything. I mourned for him years ago when he became a crackhead.
Okay, so basically the crux of the story is that you have terrible eyesight.
I have no terrible eyesight. The car was in my blind spot. It was in that perfect location where you would be able to not see it. And luckily, there's not a lot of damage. My insurance company already called me and said they're going to cover everything 100%. The guy was cool. He's not trying to claim any kind of bullshit medical. I felt bad for the guy because he told me he's had 3 accidents this month. He's never had an accident. I've never had it. This is my first accident at 39 years old.
I personally would be suing you for everything you're worth if I were him. I'm just saying you
would lose.
No, it was obviously your fault.
It was my fault, and I told the police officer as much when he asked.
And I would immediately, my back would be in terrible shape. My neck would be in terrible shape.
Well, that's why you don't get out of the car and act like an asshole. Because when I got out of the car, I could see his frustration. I hadn't heard his story yet. I didn't know he'd had 3 wrecks this month. The 2 previous wrecks were in his work truck. And also not his fault. So this guy's got really shitty luck this month. He did something to... Maybe he's like you know...
He got a bad fortune. Maybe, his fortune cookie.
Maybe he's
shit.
A reincarnation of Brutus. You know, because the Ides of March when they stabbed Caesar.
Right,
and this
right.
is like some...
Would it be just the week of the 15th or some shit, though?
I don't know. I don't know how karma works. Who knows?
Do you even know how the Ides of March work? I mean, seriously. Do you even Shakespeare, bro? Come on.
What are the Ides of March?
I thought it was the 15th.
It is the 15th, but what is it?
I don't remember what it is.
I don't either, but I was gambling on you not knowing, so that worked out. So anyway, guy gets out of his car. I see his frustration, and in my head, I'm like, well, this is my fucking fault.
So, as usual, Kenny is doing something to make somebody else's life absolutely miserable and cause frustration, but the difference this time is he's actually admitting it. Next up, we're going to run to a quick promo break, but when we get back, we're going to finish up with Kenny's harrowing tale of wanton woe from the car accident. And then next week, this week with DeBoss, we'll be back with more stories of craziness from the ghetto. So check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is JD from the In Session Film Podcast. Every week on our show, you can join my co-host Brendan and I as we review the latest films that's out in theaters. It also inspires us to discuss a top 3 list of some sort, and we have a lot of other fun movie discussions as well. It's always a blast. And we also have a show on Fridays called our Extra Film Podcast. This is a show that gives us the space to talk about the latest indies and art films and other classics that we normally just don't get to talk about on our main show. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and more. In fact, you can just see everything about us, including our social medias, at InSessionFilm.com. So join us every week. We'd absolutely love to have you.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Now That I'm Older has kicked off our very own Patreon over at patreon.com/nowthatimolder, and I was able to get a couple of thoughts from Kenny about our brand new Patreon.
The fuck is a Patreon?
As you can tell, he's very excited, and so am I. Now, if you don't know what Patreon is, go to patreon.com/nowthatimolder. It's going to allow you to pick from different goals that we've set up, things that we want to do to accomplish a better podcast for you guys, to bring you guys a better podcast every single week, and to get you guys a better Now That I'm Older. We've got some things that we're going to need to do, and we're going to need your help with them. But if you give us help, we're going to give you something right back. Things like shout-outs from Kenny, stickers, t-shirts, exclusive content, all sorts of stuff. So go to patreon.com/nowthatimolder, and I'm going to close out now with a few more words from Kenny about what he thinks about Patreon.
I thought you were talking about a role-playing character.
You thought Patreon was a role-playing character.
It sounds like one of the bad guys they would throw at us. There's your commercial. Thanks.
Nickelodeon.
Hey there, bad movie fans. I'm Honor Knight, head cinematic flusher for the Soiled Restroom Cinema Podcast. If you like playing with cinematic turds as much as we do, join us each and every Thursday as we scour the bowels of streaming media to bring you the absolute worst Hollywood has to offer. Check out all of the action at our home restroom on the net, signalsoffury.com, and subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play Music. Soiled Restroom Cinema, we're here to flush it so you don't have to see it.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
So I walk up and go,
you didn't slap him?
I walked up and chopped him and went, woo! The nature boy! No, I walked up and said, I apologize. I guess you were in my blind spot. I didn't see you.
You admitted fault immediately?
Yeah.
As an insurance representative, I got to advise
you. Yes, because you people are evil.
We're not evil.
My lawyer friend was also like, I can't believe you admitted.
Exactly.
I was like, but I was at fault. Like, doesn't matter. You're like, well, it should, really. Maybe that's part of what's wrong with America now. When you know you did something wrong and people are telling you, don't admit you did that. But that's not in kindergarten, they said.
I'm just telling you that as an insurance representative, I would not have admitted any fault.
I turned right in front of a coming car that had a green light. What was my excuse going to be? Aliens.
It looks like you crossed the yellow line there, sir.
He did, trying to avoid me, who pulled out in front of him.
Well, I think his wide berth with his car.
As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for his wide berth, the accident would have been worse. See, again, what's wrong with America? My insurance friend over here, Shane's probably thinking the back of his head, had you just pulled out a little bit harder and caused a worse accident, you totally could have framed him. But anyway, back
and
to
then
how
your
I
back
did,
could have been hurt.
Back to how I didn't end up with any extra fraudulent claims from this guy.
I'm not insisting you should have a fraudulent claim. I'm just saying you shouldn't admit fault as soon as something happens.
It was my fault.
You still don't admit fault. Anyway, so you pull up, you start talking to the guy. You guys
walk up,
give each other a handy.
There's no, that's a hard curb. You can't pull off the road there. There's a hard.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're saying.
So we're in the road, and that sucks. And we get out, and his car's not that bad. It looks like somebody, almost like a really bad king.
Did you try to run?
Yeah, dude, totally. My fat ass decided that was the way to go about this.
Hop in the mom-mobile and be like,
I tell people
out.
All the time, you know that whole thing they say about flight? I don't have both options. That's why I'm good at fighting.
Back into a corner, put up my dukes.
There's no point running, so you can catch me.
Okay, so you decided not to run away from the guy. You decided not to
get
in your car
up,
flee.
Told him I was sorry, apologized. Which you kind of have to do. You have to admit fault if you're going to apologize for it. And again,
you can be sorry it happened, but admitting it was your fault.
But it was my fault.
That's what's wrong with America right there, is admitting fault.
Spoken as a true insurance.
Anyway.
Most evil industry in the world.
I don't think that would be the medical or the medical insurance industry.
Medical what?
Insurance industry. Not the insurance you're thinking of. I'm thinking the insurance industry where they're, charged. Never mind. Anyway, we're getting off on a different tangent. So you walk up and give the guy a handy.
Yeah. Because I'm the lightman of our group. You know that, right? It shouldn't have been fault, but it was my fault.
but so he was having a bad month. You decided to rub his back and console him.
That never happened. So immediately his tension went down when I was non-confrontational and took responsibility for what was my fault. And we looked at the cars. He says, I've got to call the law because it's my girlfriend's car, and if I don't get the insurance paperwork.
He messed up his girlfriend's car.
And my answer to him was, yeah, I want you to call the law too, because I don't want to pay for this out of my pocket. This isn't one of those deals where I'm going to try to pay you off. I'll pay for my goddamn insurance for a reason. I've never had an accident. Shouldn't cause me to have that much bigger of a premium.
If you had friends in the mafia, this wouldn't have been a problem.
I don't think I wanted to kill this guy. I don't think that was necessary. So again, back to... I didn't have any cocaine in the car. There was no bodies in my trunk. I really wasn't worried. And the cop didn't give a shit anyway. So I'll get to that when he gets there. So he calls police, not 911. We call Cobb County, report the accident.
Okay.
And the ladies ask us if the damage was real bad. And he immediately was like, no, that's really not that bad. We just need to get the report for insurance purposes. And she asked us if there was any way we could move the car. And as you know, there's an abandoned, or not abandoned, a non-used fire station right in the corner. And I was like, we can go to that fire station. They'll know where that is because the cops sit over there and do nothing. Lazy bastard.
Krispy Kreme and shit.
So he was like, okay, we'll move over there. And then he said, all right, they'll be out. So we both call our jobs and report in. My boss is like, what the fuck are you calling me at 5:54? I'm like, I don't live 3 blocks from the office, Mr. Fucking Moneybags. You know, we're fucking, if you want a condo in
if you
in
had this much time, though, couldn't you have just waited till later on when he was awake instead of being like, you know,
no, because hey, then they'll be like, oh, you just now had an accident? No, you got to play politics. But my boss wouldn't care, but I needed to call him so there was a second witness. And then I called my supervisor.
Okay.
Or the office manager. She's not really my supervisor, but whatever.
The menial details. Let's move it along.
I'm a department of one, sir. Anyway, so we're standing there, and then, you know, we both know the reality of, well, they're going to take their dear sweet ass time. As a matter of fact, 2 cop cars passed us.
Oh, that's the best when you're in an accident. There's nothing better in an accident.
I happen to know that the school right by my house, which is in between where the accident was on my subdivision, they have a cross guard that's a Cobb County police officer that's there every morning. And I'm pretty sure one of those cars was him. And he's already got somewhere he's supposed to be, so they wouldn't send him.
Yeah, he has to protect the children, dude. You're not more important than the children.
It's part of our country's problem right there. Fuckers don't earn shit. They're not contributing to the GDP.
Well, with vicious people like you out there slamming into other cars, I mean, somebody's got to be there to protect
the
children.
There were no kids in that car, so there was really no reason for me to hit it extra hard.
Yeah, well, anyway, so the crossing guard wasn't going to come to help you. The cop takes forever to get there.
Quit rushing me. So we're standing around, and we decided, you know, just to chit-chat, and turns out he told me about how he had been hit twice in his truck. He delivers car parts. He works for Napa.
Okay. Napa know-how and shit.
Yeah. So, and the first one was nothing major, kind of similar, just a little fender bender. And then the second one, the guy hit him hard. His truck was having mechanical issues. And he pulled over because something was overheating or something. And a guy who was texting didn't see him and was texting. So he was off the road a little bit and slammed into him like at full speed. Fucked his back up and shit. So that's why if I seemed a little heated when I got in the car, because like I've never had an accident in my life and I'm now like 38 and I've had 3 in 1 month and none of them have been my fault. So he's like, I just kind of felt like the universe is throwing shit at me at this point. And he's like, the first one, he got his back hurt a little bit, but like one lady's leg got snapped in the back seat, her lower leg bone. He said, I was all mad and was heading toward the car like I was going to like confront this guy. And as soon as I got out of the car, I heard a kid crying and immediately realized I couldn't be that guy. Can't be an asshole in front of kids, especially when I might be hurt.
Well,
so and I realized once we're talking about this guy's basically one of us. Guy's got tattoos. He's around 30, late 30s, early 40s.
Late 70s kid, basically, that you destroyed his Friday.
Oh, he got off easy. His boss gave him the day off.
Wait, you had to go into work after your car accident?
I went to work. I didn't ask. I'm an executive, and I had shit to do. I had to go to work. I would have gone to work if I had to get an Uber.
I think you mean Uber, but anyway.
No, I'm making a new company called Uber. It's way better than Uber. We don't get vindictive with our ex-employees or anything.
Okay, so is that the end of the car accident experience?
No, you asked for a story. Let me tell my goddamn story. Or I'm going to start not telling my stories about what happens in my interesting-ass life. So the guy offered to give me some tattoo work, touch up my tattoos. I showed him where the guy fucked up this one, and he said he could fix it.
You told me all the tattoos were great. Like, you loved all your tattoos.
I do love all my tattoos, but the guy went too deep on this one. I'm pretty sure now, in retrospect, as an adult, because I got this tattoo when I was, like, 19.
I know.
I'm pretty sure that guy was on heroin. He was English, so there's a really good chance.
Did he do it in his living room, or did you go to an actual shop?
No, I went to Twisted Tornado in Little Five Points. It's where I got the good one, too.
Oh, okay.
But the guy who did my good one wasn't there anymore. As a matter of fact, the first sign that I shouldn't have got the tattoo is the guy tried to talk me out of getting a tattoo that day. And as an adult, I now know that a business tries to talk you out of doing business with them.
You don't do business
with
them.
Don't do business with them.
If they don't want to serve you, don't go to them.
Don't push it. So there's that.
So the answer to the entire thing is you ruined this guy's Friday. Probably no,
his car got some minor damage.
Probably now has permanent back injuries from you doing it. But on the bright side, you're going to get like
You're going to confuse the audience with your bullshit stories instead of letting me finish the story, which is just dragging out the story longer. Ass. So, me and the guy exchange. I get my insurance information. I didn't have my insurance card in the car. So the cop, I haven't got to the cop yet. God, you fucking skipping over shit. So, all right. So finally the cop gets there. He's like an older cop, black dude. As a matter of fact, this cop is the cop that gave me a warning about 3 weeks ago. I told you about when I pulled out of the neighborhood and I was still going in please don't hit me mode.
Yeah.
And he totally agreed. He took my story. He didn't give me a ticket. So he's, I knew he was a chill cop when I saw him. I was like, okay, either this is going to be good for me because he's not going to remember me. And I know he's chill. Or he's going to be like, didn't I just warn you about driving like a dumbass? Luckily, I don't think he gave a shit either way. Whether he recognized me and still didn't give a shit. Again, he's older. He's going to work. He's,
no,
no,
but I'm older.
He's not out there trying to save the world.
Too much paperwork on this. I don't want to worry about this,
So
sir.
He gets out. He asks us what happened. Again, me and this dude have become friends over the last hour. We don't have anybody else to talk to. So our story's pretty much jive. I was like, here's the story. I got to a red light. I looked right. I looked left. Looked right. Looked left again. Somewhere in between that head turn, and he got into a point I couldn't see, and I pulled out in front of him. He avoided most of the damage. Cop goes, that's pretty simple. Guy goes, what he said. That's what happened. So cop goes, all right, give me your driver's license. I was like, I can't find my insurance card. Can y'all pull up my insurance? He's like, all I can do is tell you if you got it, which you do. That's why I was in my car for a few minutes checking y'all's tags. I was like, well, hold on. Let me go get my phone and I'm going to pull up my app.
So did he find any of the stuff about you being a pirate in China when he was looking at your tag, or was it strictly like focused on
I don't think that shows up on our side of the fence. I think that's only in China, which is why I can't go to China.
Okay. So dude's checking your tags and
he already checked our tags. He got our driver's license. But I'm always expecting, you know, since I went to jail in my head, like, I'm nervous around cops, especially when they're, like, on duty. And, like, so I've always got that a little nervous feeling about them. And I'm like, shut up, I don't have any dabs left over in the car.
I was sitting here wondering if you had any bricks of heroin in the trunk or anything like that.
I wouldn't have anything active. I'm more worried about something stupid, like what got me arrested, having a pipe that I forgot about. A pipe your brother stole from me and another friend reclaimed and gave back to me, and that's why it was in the car. I just remembered that. It's Steven's fault. I went to jail. Fucker. It was that double blown bowl.
You're going to have to be more specific, dude. Our 20s, there was a lot of pieces.
It's the ones that were, you know, it's back before double, that's double blown, but back when they used to cost $100.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember. Back when you had to speak in code when you went to fucking Starship.
I did that recently, and the guy was like, what are you doing?
do you need a bowl?
Are you trying to get a vaporizer to smoke weed? What do you want? You can say that? Yeah, they don't care anymore. But yeah, the 90s folks, if you went to a head shop, you had to speak in code. Be like, I need a tobacco water pipe, sir.
I would like to have a vaporizer so I can vaporize tobacco.
Yeah, that's how it went. But you do that now, they look at you like you're a jackass. But anyway. Yeah, that's what happened. The cop gets there. And I'm always expecting him to, like, search your car and shit. So I'm like, oh, shit, I got my gun. There's nothing illegal about having my gun. But what if this guy decides to make an issue over it?
So you weren't planning on, like, a shootout or anything like that. You're just
I was debating whether or not I should grab my gun and try to get it in the truck without him looking. Noticing and realize that was bad. Immediately, my brain was like, no, stop it. That's not going to draw attention to the gun or anything, you dumbass. And I'm like, do I have an old vape pen or anything in there? And I did. But before he got there, while the guy was talking to his girlfriend on the phone, I already threw that over the fence.
Did you go over the fence?
And now I'm kind of mad because I kind of like that battery. And this cop could have cared less. This cop didn't even look at our cars. He was like, yeah, you got some minor damage. He didn't look in my car or ask me if there was anything in my car or give a fuck what was in my car. He was there to get that paperwork done and move about his day, which is good. That's how it should be.
That's what a car accident on Friday usually is for a cop. They're just like, shut up. I don't care. Here, move on.
So he's like, he gave me a ticket. He's like, somebody's got to get a ticket. I got a ticket for failure to yield, which is a very minor ticket.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor. I mean, it's just
not even a misdemeanor.
No, it is.
Is running a stop sign a misdemeanor?
Obviously.
I'm just asking. I'm unsure.
I think this is just contributing more to your extensive criminal record.
I think what this is a traffic offense, not a misdemeanor.
Oh, no, it's definitely going on your criminal record, your criminal traffic record.
You're such a jackass. Anyway, so failure to yield, which is usually, he told me, about $100, which in American fine dollars, for those of you who listen from other countries or whatever, is not very much. It's like the minimum you're going to get out of court with is $100. And he said, as long as your insurance does what they're supposed to do, generally you won't have to go to court. Call this number in 10 days and they'll tell you what's up. And if you got a computer, you can just pay it online. Which was cool. And of course, my insurance called me that day to get my statement. And they called me back a second time that day and tell me they're going to cover him at 100%.
They told you to shut your mouth the second time, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't care. Okay. I was clearly at fault. So admitting fault really didn't matter. It was irrelevant.
If I'd have been your insurance agent, I'd have been yelling at you.
They even ask. So even the guy I was talking to when he took my statement, yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. Yeah, this is probably the most common thing we get phone calls on is something like this. Where
it wouldn't have been cut and dry if I'd have been there.
Of course not. Well, you overcomplicate things.
No, I wouldn't have overcomplicated things. I would have been like, I don't know what happened, sir. Suddenly my car had damage.
That cop might have searched your car. I'm going to search your car. You're an asshole. You probably work in the insurance industry. I'm searching your car. Motherfuckers didn't pay my claim one time. So anyway, so they called me and they're saying, yeah, the guy's story's matched up with yours. He's not trying to get any paint jobs on the other side of the car or anything. So we told him we covered it 100% as long as he got 3 estimates. And he's not claiming any medical, so... Which is good, because, again, he already had a previous injury that month.
Right.
So he could have tried to fuck with me. But, again, that's the moral of the story. If you're nice and apologize when you're wrong, people don't truly want to fuck with you. I even heard him on the phone and said, yeah, he's a good guy. I don't think we're going to be problems.
I mean, you didn't get out and try and shoot him or anything like that, so.
I could have. This would be a much more interesting podcast if there's a news story about me and killing cop and personing in car.
No, if you'd have jumped up and like, get on the fucking ground! Get on the goddamn ground! With your gun pulled out to the
federal officer!
Give me your insurance card and your phone, I'm leaving. What?
And your shoes. So you can't follow me, but I have a car. Oh, yeah.
Give me your keys.
Give me your keys, dude. We're good at this. Shut up.
So, Kenny's not in traction. Kenny's car isn't fucked up. That's the whole story. I'm sorry it took so long, guys. I really am.
If you of all people, you tell a story about getting breakfast and it'll take 3 hours.
You want to talk about scrambled eggs?
No.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
That's it for Now That I'm Older this week, guys. Thank you so much for checking out the show. You can find us online, nowthatimolder.com, Facebook, Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. You can also find us on Twitter and Gmail, but it's at NTIOPod. Check back next Thursday for a brand new episode. And as always, getting older sucks, but can be awesome at the same time. Have a great week.
So I feel like we could probably go for a little bit longer and get some more shit recorded.
Shane, get the fuck out.
No, we need to get some more shit recorded.
Get the fuck out.
It's time to record some more stuff.
Out. Boy.
Yeah, but you're gonna be stupid for the rest of your life.